it was the second half of spring break for us. And so we kind of had to figure out, our biggest issue is figuring out how we were going to do our print editions, since we do them once a week, and they are published every Thursday. So it was kind of trying to figure out if we had the money to do it, because obviously we're going to continue everything online every day, but it was just a matter of figuring out if we had the money and like the ability, for everyone to be able to do the print edition remotely. We do everything like design-wise through InDesign, and then we do Google Docs for editing. So we were able to have everyone work on Google Docs, and kind of communicate with their editors. We also communicate through Slack, so it made it easier to send everything. And then we kind of did the same process. It was just a little bit more difficult. We had to start it a little bit earlier since everyone was kind of each doing their own thing with classes remotely. So it was kind of figuring out a way to make sure that we were getting it done on time. And then our deadline was moved up a couple hours. So it was kind of just figuring out how we were going to schedule it out. But for the most part, it worked out well. We did it on Wednesdays like we normally did, and we were able to get them all done on time.
And so how did you like prepare to cover like this like life-changing like world like falling apart event?
Yeah, it was kind of tricky at first because first for the main part, we wanted to make sure we were getting like the big stories out first of whether OU was closing, how you could get your stuff out of your dorm if you needed to, what it meant for like upcoming like events if they were canceled and stuff like that. So we started with big and worked our way down. So it was like restaurant closures, school closures, building closures, kind of things like that. And then as people would see things and be able to get ideas, we started just like trickling down, and everyone was really willing to pitch in and help out. We had like a whole just separate Slack channel just about the coronavirus, and everyone would put out story ideas every day. If they saw a Facebook post about something, they would be like, "Hey, I saw that this restaurant was doing X, Y, and Z for something, for like the community. I think someone should do a story on it." So it was kind of just throwing out ideas and grabbing them, and then also just keeping everyone in the loop of what's been going on, for how we've been covering things. But it worked out pretty well. We got everyone to get the important stories out as quickly as possible, and then also got some like longer form stories out of it as well.